Episode 1346, What Are You Promoting in Your Mind?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Monday. It is time to rise and shine. It's time to put joy in your heart. Come on. It's Mindset Monday. What are you promoting in your mind? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I pray that your schedule this week is going to give you the option to really renew your mind. Where is your mindset lately? Have you paused long enough? Every single week we go through Mindset Monday, and I sometimes wonder, how much are we really paying attention to what we are thinking? What are you promoting in your mind? What you think about, you bring about. Your success, what you're going to accomplish, revolves around your thoughts. It's just like advertisements in your brain. You're watching a show on television, Netflix, whatever floats your fancy, YouTube, and up pops an advertisement to entice you one way or another. Same goes for your thoughts. Your thoughts are constantly feeding what you are thinking. It's right there. It's like, yes, that's what I'm thinking about. Oh, yes. Some can be positive, some can be negative. Are your thoughts stimulating growth, pushing you to go for whom you are created to be, reaching up for your goals? This is whom God wants you to be. Not whom you think you should be, but whom God has created you to be because he knew you. He formed you. Or are you one who is caught up in the daily stuff of life, leaving you no room for growth and fixating your mind on what can't be done? Yeah, you heard it. It's the negative, right? The can't. You simply have too much to do. Well, how are you? Oh, I'm so busy. Traps we fall into. You may have heard the terms growth mindset versus fixed mindset. Basically, the difference is either you can change your thoughts or you can't change your thoughts. So think about this. We're going to do our own experiment right now. Are you ready for it? Think about a thought you had just 10 seconds ago. Do you have that thought? Okay, what was it? Think about that thought. Don't think about that I just asked you the question about what that thought is. Think about the thought that you just thought about 10 seconds ago. Boy, are you confused? Oh, this is fun on a Monday. I'm getting you to think, aren't you? Yes, here we go. Okay, hold that thought. Now, what was that thought? Was it positive or negative? Did the thought attract you closer to your goals of the day, or did it pull you further from the truth of what you want in your day? Okay, so was it good or bad? That's what it boils down to. Now, with that thought, do you think you can change what you thought? Or are you stuck with it forever? No, of course you can change the thought. Now, you did have that thought, right? So in order to make a change to that thought, you have to think something different. It requires what? Action. Boy, this is really confusing for a Monday, but it's time to wake you up. It's time to connect the heart and the mind. It's time for us to begin to really dive deeper when it comes to our mind. We just really honestly are floating through our days. And I have been guilty of that recently. I'm just like, oh yeah, I got this. I'm just going to float through. God carries me. He's with me. I got this. No big deal. But the problem is it is a big deal. It is a big deal. So of course you can change the thought that you just had now 30 seconds ago. Or maybe because I like to talk maybe a minute and a half ago. So that you have that thought, you want to change it, it requires action. But you're not stuck in your thoughts if you don't want to be. Did you hear that big IF, if? If you don't want to be, what are you promoting in your mind? Can you believe that on average, the average person, now it varies, And there's lots of different stats out there. So I'm going to kind of round the stats out. But about 60 to 70,000 thoughts we have a day. Now, if you're one who maybe doesn't think a lot, which that's kind of hard to judge, maybe you're a little less. Or if you're one who likes to think way too much and maybe doesn't go to bed early enough, has extra thoughts in their day. I'm not sure really how they measure these thoughts and how they come up with this. I'm sure it's all studying all the brain waves and our patterns, etc. But regardless, that's a lot of thoughts. And of all those thoughts that we have, 80% of them are negative. And you wonder why we do what we do sometimes. You wonder why Satan doesn't have to work so hard. The battle is more than half won on his behalf. Wow. It's pretty unfair. What are you promoting in your mind? Because everybody out there is trying to get something from you. They play off of your insecurities. They play off of your failures. They play off of your strengths even. And they play off of your dreams. Fair or unfair, it's life. However, as a woman of impact, you want more out of life. You desire to live out God's heavenly purpose for you here on earth. There is something greater than yourself. If we are constantly promoting the negative, feeding our minds the junk that distorts the truth and confuses our actions, we will get blasted only by what others want for us. You get sucked in. How many of you all got sucked in? Oh, me, I got sucked in. I get sucked in. It's a mess when that happens. And think about it. It doesn't take much because our thoughts are already 80% bad. That's a bum deal. So ultimately, when you're thinking about it, to change our thoughts requires action, which takes work. And if 80% is already bad, that means we're going to have to put in at least double the effort to erase it. Whoa. Are you still ready to move forward? You're a woman of impact. So of course the answer is yes, you want to move forward. If you desire God's design for you, you must nourish your thoughts with heavenly clarity. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Nourish your thoughts with heavenly clarity. It's creating your heavenly mindset, but it's done here on earth. Mindset? Think about it this way. You set your thoughts in your mind. Now, it's not something that comes easy because as we already know, we have a lot of thoughts in a day. And most of them do not work for us. They work against us. And then on top of that, we're just barraged with all this stuff in this world that says you need to do this. And it just screams at us. You need to look like this. You need to think like this. You need to dress like this. You need to have this certain career to be successful. You need to have this many kids to be an incredible mom. You need to send your children here to these colleges or you won't be at the status you really want. I'm already exhausted thinking about it. And my thoughts, where do they go? Well, I don't know because I'm already exhausted. So am I tapping out of my thoughts? Or am I just letting what is kind of barraging me of all this stuff just kind of like, oh, I'm on autopilot. And so I really don't make any decisions because I'm not actively taking action on my thoughts to change my mindset. So where's your heavenly mindset? Well, some of it, most of it is probably in the mud. And not because we're failures, it's because we're human. We've fallen short. But because God sent his only son here on earth, all of that, number one, can be forgiven. Your sins, forgiven. Not just today, not yesterday, not 20 years ago, but even into the future. If you have that promise, which you do, that's a guarantee. How many guarantees can you get that here on earth? You can't. This is an eternity. You have this guaranteed by God, your creator. Don't you think it's worth working on your mindset just a little bit? to see what you can do, the impact that you can have. Live, love, impact. You set your thoughts in your mind. So what does it look like to nourish your thoughts with heavenly clarity? It's three steps. Let's break it down. Number one, reach up. Think about it. Just raise your hands right now. If you're running, that's great. It's awesome. On that treadmill or elliptical, come on, just reach them up. Oh, stretch is good. If you're just in your kitchen, put your utensils down. If you're cooking, I don't want you to be, you know, baptized here in whatever food that you're making, but you could invite me over to dinner if you'd like. Wherever you are right now, raise up, reach up. Keep in touch with God. Colossians 3:2 says this, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. I know those earthly things. Oh, they're so tempting. Why? Because we can have them right now. But sometimes our heavenly things, we want them now. But God's not ready to take us home yet. And for that, that can be an awesome blessing, right? Think about it. You have a family to care for. Most of us aren't signing up saying, God, take me home. I've said multiple times, I cannot wait to get to heaven, but I can wait because I know God has a lot more down here on earth for me to do. Am I getting it right all the time? Oh, no, I am not. And he tends to show it to me over and over again. But reach up. Keep in touch with God. Set your mind on things above. Number two, reach in. This is always renewing your mind. What can we change in this world? Only ourselves. We only can control ourselves. You can control you. I can control me, but I can't try to control you. I can try to play mind games on you. And you can try to play mind games on me, but we can't control each other. And we can't even control our children, let alone our husbands. But that's for another episode. Reach inward. Always renewing your mind. Romans 12:2 says this, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Reach in. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We've always got to be renewing our mind. Why do you think I show up here every Monday and I'm talking about mindset? Because we need to renew our minds. We mess up and we're so great at it, but we're also great at making changes. And God knows that about us. So we have to be able to not only reach up, but reach in, touch your heart, reach in, renew your mind. And finally, reach out, extend your arms out in front of you. If you want, give me some jazz hands on a Monday. Woo! Okay, if you're a dancer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, you probably are just calling me crazy right now. But that's why you're here, because we're having fun. Reach out. Teach and show others who don't know. Spread God's love and grace and goodness in your life. It's pretty incredible. As moms, if you're blessed to be a mom, it is absolutely the most honored blessing, in my opinion, that one can have. And it is the most toughest, some would say blessing, some moments I would say curse, but either way you look at it, just think blessing. Because when I look at my children, they are always what? They're teaching me something about me. God has a sense of humor, and I smile when I recognize that. My children do something and I'm like, oh man, okay, got it, God. And he's like, I've been waiting for you to get it. 12 years it's taken me, but now you finally get it. Whew, I can mark that off my to-do list. Did you know God has a to-do list? I bet she does. One of these days we get to see it, but not now, because you've got work to do here. It's time to reach out. Deuteronomy 6 verses 6-9 says this. It's a long one, but listen up, it's important. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Reach out. Why do you think it's pretty awesome to have things posted around your house, on your phone, on your refrigerator, so it's in front of you? And also when you have friends come over, they see these and they're like, well, what's this? Haven't heard of this one before. I haven't studied that Bible verse. Have you ever had somebody come over who goes to your church and they read something as if they have never seen it before? Well, their heart is now ready to accept it. Reach out. A heavenly mindset. A heavenly clarity. You have to nourish your mind, renewing it. Every single day, you create impact. You create your now. You've got to reach up. Reach in, reach out. What are you promoting in your mind? If we were to take a highlight reel of your thoughts over the last 5 minutes, what would it look like? Would it be you bashing yourself going, I really should have done that, like early this morning. I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in now. But whatever, I'm here, so I'll deal with it. And then maybe I can get on with the rest of the day. Is that what your highlight reel of the last 5 minutes would look like? Or could it look like something like this? Yeah, I should have done that earlier this morning. But obviously, I didn't. So I'm going to forgive myself. I acknowledge what I did. I'm going to make some adjustments. Now I want to focus here because God's going to move me there. Totally different. It takes work, but I promise you, you can get there. Is it easy? No way. Why do you think we're here every single day? We have to renew our minds. It takes work. And Mindset Monday is a perfect time. It sets our week up for what? Success, whatever success is for you. Maybe for you, it's just getting out of bed. Awesome. Fantastic. For others, maybe it is accomplishing 3 complete things by the end of the day when normally you're lucky to get through 1 because, well, life happens. And then you're just mad. I want you to live the life God is creating for you to live. And it's not of your will be done, but of His will be done. And that means we have to take action. So what is your mindset moving forward? Maybe you don't know. Maybe you're like, I'm just confused. When I think about mindset, I confuse myself. It's easy. I talked to you in circles earlier, didn't I? When we went back and I said, think about a thought you had 10 seconds ago. And we did that little experiment. You can sit here and really kind of drive yourself batty. Going, I don't know if I'm coming or going some days. Sometimes you need just to talk it out with someone who is not connected to you as in your situation. Someone who has more clarity, someone who has lived it, who has walked it. Yes. Sometimes we need a coach. If you're sitting there going, I need something, but I really don't know what it is, and I'm not even sure how to start the conversation, that's okay. You don't have to know. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. You fill that out, send it to me, and we will set up a time for you. We've had so many people take advantage of this. Maybe God's knocking on your heart today. Maybe you've just been putting it off because that 80% of the negative has talked you out of it every single time. Not today. Click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. So what are you promoting? What are your advertisements right now? When you're going to be picking up the kids later on today. And the pickup line. Oh, do I have stories about our pickup line? But we won't go there. Even our drop-off line. It's a mess, but somehow I pray myself through it every single time. And I'm praying for a lot of people in that line too. It's interesting how when we go through life and we're doing our daily activities, literally daily, meaning like when you're cooking, when you're running errands, when you're picking up the kids or dropping them off, when you're out with their activities or at an event, you're doing stuff for your job. Are you living your life the way God wants you to live it? Or are you one who just, well, it's Sunday convenience and Wednesday midweek. Works for me. Doesn't work for God. He's got more in store for you. You are created for greatness. God already sees exactly where he wants to place you. You have to be willing to walk the road. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Where will he take you today? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.